Russ and I hate wasting energy, and we do our level best to minimize our energy consumption. It's pretty easy to see exactly how much energy we use in our car and in our house, and how much we produce with our solar panels. But the energy that we use via big data centers is impossible to see on our own energy bills, even as big data mushrooms into a larger and larger portion of virtually everyone's energy consumption. Every video, movie, or program we watch via our computer, phone, or tablet, every bit of music we listen to via streaming, every time we use the internet, those smart home appliances, all this and much more involves big data. The so-called cloud, where we back up data or save files, is hardly up in the sky. It's a data center. It's endlessly frustrating to me that there is no way to know how much energy and water I'm using through these data centers, even as so many apps are raising prices because they're adding AI bells and whistles that I will never use. And suddenly, a lot of social media users, including well-meaning people and organizations who supposedly support a clean environment, are using AI-generated images and avatars. They're inescapable. I'm constantly pleading with people to stop using generative AI to create images for uses in which real photographs would work just as well, and to turn off AI on their search engines when possible. But meanwhile, whenever I upload a blog post to Substack or a radio podcast recording to my website, I'm actually putting them on a big data server. And every time someone reads or listens to my work, they're using big data energy too. Data centers are ginormous users of electrical power and water, two things we simply can't afford to squander. Ironically, for someone who hates how energy intensive it is, I use big data almost every day, both when I'm outside birding and when I'm home again processing my photos. In 2010, when the extraordinary bird photographer Sean Carey and I joined forces to document the BP oil spill, he suggested that I start using Adobe Lightroom to tag, organize, and process my photos. That was a game changer for me, and I've been using it ever since. This was back when you actually bought software rather than renting it, and the original software cost less to buy outright than the monthly rental is now. For well over a decade, using Lightroom did not involve any AI at all. Even now, my main uses for it don't involve AI, but one fairly new AI process has become part of my routine processing, what Lightroom calls denoise. I'm a birder, not a photographer. I want my camera to work like binoculars, only with a long memory. No way do I want to fool with camera settings when I'm looking at birds, so I point and shoot in almost every situation. The only setting I ever mess with is exposure. I overexpose when a bird is backlit and underexpose in dark situations. Other than that, I let my camera choose the best aperture, shutter speed, and ISO within the minimums and maximums I keep pretty constant. To photograph birds, it's normally best to use the fastest shutter speed and smallest aperture possible. Unfortunately, that forces the camera to use a high ISO setting, making pictures appear noticeably grainy, a problem exacerbated the more a picture is cropped. Some of my pictures that were otherwise fine were much too grainy to be used except as documentation. That's why I now use denoise. Because I have to crop pictures of distant birds so much, some otherwise useful photos are too small for my PowerPoint presentations, my blog, or printing. If I need to use one of these pictures, I use another AI process called Upscale. These two AI processes involve fairly straightforward machine learning, meaning their energy consumption and the water essential for cooling the data centers are not nearly as intensive as generative AI, getting AI to create written or illustrated work or do a complicated search. But unless we start pressuring the companies to reveal exactly how much energy and water each process uses, how can we make responsible choices about how we use them? Right now, companies are extremely secretive about their data centers and energy usage. At this very moment, Google wants to build a huge data center in Hermantown, Minnesota, right outside Duluth, but they kept their company's identity secret and forced the Hermantown city officials to sign NDAs about the project. Their identity was finally outed, but they still have not revealed how much energy and water they'll be using, much less how much our own energy and water costs will increase. Democracy dies in darkness. We cannot make good choices without transparency. Tech companies should be required to reveal how much energy each of their products uses, and we consumers should be given clear and easy opt-outs for the AI elements of every app and search engine we use, or a clear notification on those that inherently use AI. But I'm not going to hold my breath. The billionaires driving our government eviscerated the existing Energy Star program that tells us what our own appliances use in our own homes. There's no way they'd allow the politicians they own to expand the Energy Star program so we can understand how much energy we're each using at a remote site. Tomorrow, I'll talk about another very ironic way a lot of us, including me, are squandering energy at big data centers, not while we're sitting at our computers, but while we're outdoors enjoying nature. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.